In these reliefs, Abeloth stood alone in the courtyard, watching the father depart with the son and daughter. Her face was contorted in anger, and the air around her was whirling with fronds and jungle reptiles and lightning. In the panels that followed, she looked even more deranged. The courtyard was overrun with vegetation, and a large winged lizard was struggling to escape her grasp, its eyes wide with terror, its wings straining as it struggled to pull its foot out of her hand. The third panel made Raynar's blood run cold. It depicted a band of 6 tentacled cephalopods entering the bone-littered courtyard. Wearing elaborate robes and headdresses, they were dragging a trio of huge Saurian prisoners toward the Font of Power, where Abeloth stood grinning in delight.
The first time Abeloth escaped her cage.
The Killick led the way up the corridor through the next archway. They passed a series of panels depicting a massive battle between the cephalopods and the Saurians.
The war had been raging only a few centuries when Abeloth was freed. Usually, it takes much longer, often thousands of years.
Wait, Raynar said, stopping beneath the next archway.
You mean, every time there is war, Abeloth is freed?
Not with every war, but yes. When Abeloth escapes, it is always in a time of great strife.
The route started up the corridor again, motioning for Raynar to follow.
Sometimes, when war grows too powerful, the bringer of chaos is released. She shatters the old order, so a new one can rise.
Wait, Raynar repeated. He did not want to get so far ahead of the others that C-3PO had trouble recording Thurut's words.
Are you saying that Abeloth is part of the Celestial Plan?
The Root spread her hands.
Who can say if the Celestials are the kind of beings who have a plan?
Ignoring Raynar's request to stop, she continued up the corridor.
But that is how the galaxy works. It is how the Force works.
Raynar glanced back at his companions and motioned for them to hurry, then rushed to catch up. They were bypassing a long series of reliefs, though these seemed to be little more than a history of the war between the cephalopods and the Saurians. When he caught the route, Raynar asked,
But why would Abeloth be freed now? The galaxy isn't at war.
The route stopped, then cocked her head and fixed a single bulbous eye on Raynar's face.
Of course it is. The Jedi and the Sith have been at war for 5,000 years.
Raynar went cold inside.
You're saying that we set Abeloth free?
Yes. You and the Sith. Together, you released the bringer of chaos.